Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
Good morning. It is a final Saturday in August for the Tee to Green Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Thanks for being with us. As we are live at Glen Oak Golf Course here in Amherst. Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Metis. We've got a great show for you here. We'll tell you about it in just one moment.
I don't know if I'm happy or sad about it being the final Saturday in August. I'm happy because I need to get my kids off the video games and back to school.
Right.
That's a parenting thing. That's not a, you know, my fault. But then I'm sad because at golf season, even though fall golf's, like, awesome to play, it's kind of winding down. Like, there are people I will not see for months on end because, you know, once Labor Day hits, they're done. You know, they put the clubs away, which is a shame. They shouldn't.
And I agree with you. We airfied this week, so our greens should be perfect here at Glen Oak for the fall because it's the best time of year to play, and it is exciting. And NFL's not so much of a drag either. I'm looking forward to that.
That's true.
Yes. Yeah, that's always fun.
I agree. We are here at Glen Oak Golf Course in Amherst, and as there seems to be all the time, great events going on here. We're going to talk about one of them coming up this week, including a event that involves 100 holes of golf. So we'll talk about that here coming up in just a little bit here as we are live in Amherst. Also coming up here on the show, we'll of course talk about the first leg of the FedEx Cup playoffs. The PGA Tour stars are in New Jersey at Ridgewood Country Club, and we'll let you know what's going on there, including the most popular golfer in the world, Kevin. Tiger Woods made the cut on the number. So
his most amazing stat to me is those consecutive cuts made.
Mm-hmm. How many years was that? I mean, he went years.
Gosh,
it was 4 or 5 years. I mean, it was something crazy.
Yeah. But he grinded to make the cut when a lot of guys were like, I don't have it. And he's like, uh-uh, because he knew if he got to the weekend, he could go low and have a chance.
And I heard somebody arguing that it would have been better for him to miss a cut so he could rest, and I couldn't disagree more. You know, any more tournament experience you can get to sharpen your game going into this fall season in the Ryder Cup is only going to help him. He's got all winter to rest.
Well, no, it wouldn't help him. He's trying to get to the Tour Championship. Missing the cut does not help you in that. It's about FedEx Cup points, so...
Yeah, don't think he wants to win the Tour Championship?
Absolutely he does.
Of course he does, absolutely. Also coming up here, beyond that, we'll of course get our look at the Champions Tour report. We'll also get you our Western New York PGA tip of the week. And coming up at 7:30, we will have an interview with one of our presenting sponsors, Custom Turf. And I know it's August. Kevin mentioned, it's still the end of summer here, getting close, but it's not too early actually to start thinking about maybe what you want to get your friends and family for the holidays. So we'll tell you a little bit about that here. It's Tee to Green presented by Custom Turf, along with the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra. We'll have information coming up on that, too, as well, on our Michelob Ultra Challenge, and our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. But also joining us here, along with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Metis, I'm Brian Colziel, is the owner here, PGA professional as well, Tim Freeze from Glen Oak. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
What do you got going on there, buddy?
Oh, just a little root got in the way of a golf shot and
nursing
something here. Yeah, just an accident.
You didn't move it?
Give it the foot wedge?
I don't like it.
The ball moved, but the club didn't.
Yeah.
Nursing it back to health.
You know, I'm sorry, you know, to see that.
There's a lot of jokes here, by the way.
Yeah.
Beyond the brace on his wrist, I do like the shirt, Kevin.
The shirt that Donald Ross, very slick.
Interesting.
Let's talk about that, playing off a route. Because, you know, a lot of guys approach it, and, you know, it'll be like, what do I do? Like, if you're in a competition, if you're just playing a regular round of golf, I suggest just moving the ball. Like, it's not worth an injury. If you're going to play it off a route. If you're just, out here playing with your buddies.
You can always take an unplayable lie.
You can always take an unplayable lie, but I assume this was in the PGA tournament this past week, right?
Yep. Didn't see it in some deep rough under a tree and didn't see it. And, it was parallel to my line, and that was the worst kind. You know, if, like Jeff just said, you can take an unplayable if you see something, and it's just not worth it.
Yeah. You just chip it out.
Oh, my gosh. But I just didn't see it, and the, little resistance there.
Yeah, I mean, your club's probably going, 80 miles an hour by the time you hit that shot?
Wow,
Jeff. Stop that quick?
I was trying to get more out of it of 82.
Yeah, I think he's enjoying this.
He is.
More, so.
Yes. Well, we're getting. I'm going to be a senior soon. Yeah,
I've done it. You get that little twang in your wrist, right? Immediately, and you're like, "Uh-oh, something's not right."
Yep, thought I did something a lot worse, but
and then you worry about the rest of your season when that happens. Yeah,
you don't go to the blue tent like Tyrod Taylor went the other night, right? When he falls on his wrist, and then he comes back in the game. Wait a second.
What is Hugh Jackson thinking?
Yes.
What is he
doing? What are they doing? Like what?
In a preseason game, putting
right.
him back in.
Why would you put him Tyrod? Why would you Tyrod? Why would you go back in the game? That's just all right. Anyways, I digress on wrist injuries.
We're going down.
As we're talking about it, hey, football's exciting too, right?
That's right.
You know?
Hey,
anyhow.
That's what people probably might be talking about on the tee. Bills play tomorrow, by the way. It's amazing that the preseason game. I'm excited to watch a preseason game tomorrow.
I'm not.
You're not. Oh. You're not excited
I've
to watch
enough.
Him play.
I've seen enough already.
Do you know? You've seen enough. You know who you want
to
start.
Yes.
Okay. Of course, we want him to start, but still.
Well, I think what's the point of Nate Peterman playing 2 weeks? Allen's the guy. He looks like the guy. He's your guy of the future. And when Hall of Fame coach Bill Walsh, who knows a thing or two about quarterbacks, came out this week and said. Play the rookie, not specifically for Allen, but I've always found it's better that they get experience on the field than sitting there with a clipboard and play him. Plus they're not going anywhere this year.
He reminds me of Brooks Koepka. He's the physical freak of the, like the PGA Tour's monster. He's not as big as some of the other guys, but he can move. And,
yeah.
It'll be fun to watch. Either way, it's going to make football exciting for the Bills, even if they're bad.
That's right.
I think they should play him. Yeah. Tim, think they should play him?
I'm in.
Throw him in. Right. That game tomorrow is at 4 o'clock. And of course, you can hear it right here on WGR. TD Green here on WGR. Also on our TD Green Facebook page. We appreciate all of you that watched us or viewed us there.
We had a lot last week.
A lot of folks at the Donald Ross.
Studios in Clarence. And we hope for that as well this week. Let's talk about an event that's coming here Tuesday. It is the 100 Holes of Golf event. It actually has occurred at other courses around Western New York. The Western New York PGA heading that up to raise awareness for the Reach Foundation. And, Tim, it's Glen Oaks' turn to host it on Tuesday morning.
We're going to play 100 holes starting, Jeff, 6:30 in the morning. We're going to try to hit it.
That early?
Oh.
Jeff, you told me 5:30, Jeff. Jeez.
We're kind of doing a team thing. We're going to play these holes pretty fast, pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. We're going to hit one ball and try to rotate it around the golf course with multiple players. Like, I'll hit the tee shot. Tim will hit the second shot. Brian, you'll hit the putt. We can get it done fast. Weren't you there at Ridgemont when they tried to set the world record for the fastest round of golf or something?
Yeah, anybody out there that can guess what the fastest round of golf is, play with one ball. That's the caveat. Actually, it was, a little over 7 minutes or something. So you picture somebody hitting off the tee and 30 people in the fairway, and wherever the ball lands, he hits it, she hits it up near the green, someone chips it into the hole, puts it into the hole, someone with a good arm chucks it over to someone with a catcher's mitt on the second tee. They throw it down, and the ball literally is in the air for 7 minutes. You go all the way around. We had a bunch of takes. The Guinness Book of World Records was there. That was a lot of fun.
Wait, whoa. Like 18 holes in?
Like 7 minutes.
In 7 minutes.
The ball's never really on the ground.
You guys didn't beat the record, though, did you?
We didn't beat the record. No.
But they're still impressive.
Yes.
But the whole membership was involved or something.
Oh, the whole membership was a big
party. Did you get a shot on that, or were you just help run it?
I hit the first tee shot. Yeah. And just rip it, and then when you're on number one, maybe you head over to number three, and you can imagine 100 people on a hole. Wherever the ball lands, boom, you're just hitting it. The most important people were the ones that could chuck it from the green
yes, right.
over to the catcher's mitt on the. Oh, and there was relays if there was a long yeah. distance. A lot of fun. We're not doing that.
It's hard no. to throw. It's actually hard to throw a golf ball a long distance.
It's like throwing a tennis ball. It's bad for your arm.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah, yeah. Your elbow.
You could hurt yourself.
Yeah. There was practice involved. Yeah. About that.
So did you figure out which lip out cost you the record? Like, you know, who's the bozo lip out a 3-footer or something?
Well, the ball has to complete all 18 holes, so the last hole had some water. And there was we were zooming around the one time, and sure enough, the ball ended up in the water. You got to start over. That was kind of. We're not doing that Tuesday.
No, we're
playing 100 holes.
I can't move that fast.
No, and we've got some nice links if you like to help, and if you want to pay for every par, if you like to pay $1 a hole, 50 cents a hole, it's kind of fun to put up some money. And
we'll tweet that out, the link to that at Glen Oak Golf later, Golf Club later. So if you're interested, you can make a donation to help the Hope Foundation.
Our course will be open after this. We're going to zoom around here for probably 4 hours or something like that. But the golf course will be open after that. And if you want to come out and kind of watch us have some fun, that'll be good too. So, Jeff, we're going to see how your early morning game stacks up.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm always on.
You're going to be putting.
Yeah. We're going to do the official West New York PGA Tip of the Week here coming up in a little bit. But what's our tip on playing 100 holes here? All right, we're trying to do it, obviously, in a reasonable time.
Play
as
fast,
well, right?
Yeah,
a fresh cart, yes, with a full tank of gas. And, just it'll be fun. Just look forward to having fun with it, really.
How do you tips for speeding up play?
Oh.
This is actually for
everybody in the world?
For our men's league at Fox.
No names, Kev.
No names, but man. No, we even joked with the guys ahead of us. They're like, guys, you're so slow. Pick it up. I know it's a match. It's called It's Good. You know?
Well,
I swear one guy was giving putts and he's still putting them. It's like, no, it's good.
You know what happens, though, is people, they start to, if you're not aware, you're not aware when you're out there. You know, we always say, keep up with the group in front of you. You know, I like the guy that says, it wasn't slow. I didn't wait all day.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't see the group in front of you all day. That's why.
That's right. Yes.
And the halfway house, you'd be surprised. You know, there's a lot of stats that say a halfway house will add 20 minutes to the round. It depends how people use the halfway house. If they're going to the halfway house, taking their time.
Sure.
Well, give me another, you know, whatever it is, that'll slow a play. But if you keep up with the group in front of you, you're aware to hit when it's your turn and ready golf.
Ready golf, absolutely.
Or continuous putting. I see so many people marking 2-footers, 1-footers, because they watch it on TV. Oh, I don't want to step in your line. Just knock it in.
Right.
It gets a little.
Yeah. I like to use the phrase that I've used quite a bit on Sabres postgame with describing the Sabres defense. It's called lack of awareness. That's my phrase I use all the time.
I know I listen.
Yeah.
Like I've heard the show before. Yeah.
Yes. You know I've used that phrase. No, it is when you are – it is very frustrating to play and to have – I'll use it again – that lack of – when someone around you has that lack of awareness of just – sometimes even within your own group, you have that lack of awareness of what's going on around you. And – like, to be aware of the group in front of you, the group behind you, where you're standing, where you're putting your bag for the next hole, where you mark your ball, just who's next, like,
I think
all that sort of stuff comes into play.
I think my biggest pet peeve about speed of play is two guys are in a cart, and when you see them go ball to ball. Right.
The drop off, yes.
Yes.
Whoever's hitting first, drop them
off
with
one.
The club. Or two if you need it.
Take a couple clubs with you, like particularly if you play a course, like if you're playing Glen Oak here. I just saw my neighbor pulling up here. Nobody plays more golf than my neighbor, by the way.
Kev,
it's unbelievable.
Please.
More than
no.
Kev.
No.
More than you?
No, it's true. This is true. He's a regular here. And matter of fact, I had to tell his wife the other day his tee time. I knew his tee time. She didn't.
Well, you're talking about awareness.
But I'm just saying, like, so if you know, you play this first hole and your second shot, you know, you probably got a typical drive distance. You know it's a 3-wood, and if you're on the left side, walk it over and go hit your, you know, bing, bang, ready golf.
I think we're averaging 415 for our rounds.
That's
here.
Awesome.
As busy as we are.
For a public facility, that's fantastic. That's great for a private facility.
Well, and part of it is the starter's role on the first tee to make people aware of it. And we teach beginner classes all the time. And I had 24 women I introduced to golf this year through these programs or whatever, and I tell every one of them, nobody cares who they play with as long as they play when they're ready and they play fast. Do you care if they shoot 150?
No.
Are they fun to play with and do they keep up? who cares? You know, I play with, you know, I'd rather play with someone who shoots that and is fun to play with and is ready to hit when it's their turn than some guy who's a two handicap who's, you know, watched every, or some of the kids on the college golf, you know, they take forever.
Yeah, kids they are watch slow on TV now, right?
Yeah, they watch TV.
Watch Jason Day and Jordan Spieth take 14 hours to play around.
Yeah, even when you're playing golf out here, to Jeff's point, too, for us to get around, we have removed some obstacles, some trees, you know, cut the rough down. But I see it all the time. If one of your guys in your group loses a ball, you go and hit your shots first, then help him after. He may have found it in between.
Right.
Same thing with a golf cart.
Might
drop
have found
off
in
the
his
guy
pocket,
that's short.
Right?
All right. Drop off the guy with the shorter shot. You go over to your shot. By the time that he hits his shot, he walks over to the cart where you're hitting from. There's so many things, the glove on, glove off, around the continuous putting. So many things you can do to increase your round. There was a fella that apparently helped the Tour de France team, and they shaved off seconds everywhere. Well, he did the same thing for golf, an article written a couple weeks ago about all the little things you could do to make a round of golf faster. If anybody's gone over to Ireland, Scotland, and played, it's 3 hours. It's 3:15. But they practice this continually, you know, walking, I'm hitting. And there's guys that are walking up to the left of you, you're hitting to the right. There's things you can do. I'm not sure if TV's helped us out. College golf is just so slow.
Horrible.
Jeff, you were coaching.
It was horrible.
Just, right.
Horrible.
Where are they learning this, or where are they seeing this? They think it means something? Come on.
They were talking about this on the web.com tour playoff broadcast the other night on Golf Channel, and Craig Perks is one of the commentators, and Phil Blackmar was working it too, and they're just talking about how, you know, speed of play, and they used Craig Perks mentioned awareness. Like some people just aren't aware they're that slow, and they say all the time when the officials say, hey, you're on the clock, they move, you know.
Funny.
They don't want it's funny how
funny
quickly.
How that works,
funny how quickly guys play.
Maybe we should get a referee shirt.
You know, when they put
around
on the clock. The one thing it's interesting to see, because I'm watching this the other night, and, you know, this one player ahead of us, he'd get his stance and then take forever to pull the trigger. I'm like, man, I don't know how you could play golf that way.
In psychology, you'll tell you the opposite. You know, we're taught – you look at your target. As soon as your eyes come back from your target to the golf ball, bang, pull the trigger. The longer you wait between that moment and you start your swing, there's a correlation between how good you'll hit the shot. So the quicker you go from your target to your ball to hitting it, the better you're going to be.
Yeah, because you're thinking about it more, right?
You're engaged with your target instead of engaging in your swing.
You know, the NBA did something kind of neat this week. It's a rule change. So basically, if you get an offensive rebound, now you only get 14 seconds on the shot clock. It used to be 24. They're going to change it. Obviously, we see it in baseball. Football has a shot clock. Well, golf tried a shot clock. Going back to the NBA, Shaquille O'Neal was pretty awful from the foul line because he kind of had to think about it, but in the field he'd get the ball and shoot it. So many times we have lessons how fast we're going to be playing on Tuesday morning. Mm-hmm. You might even hit it better. You don't have this time to sit there and think about it. So if everybody think about how many practice swings are out there that we watch, even the kids in junior league golf, we try to help them. They're taking a couple too many practice swings. You've just been swinging your whole life.
Practice swings should you take?
Oh, I take one when somebody else is playing. There's my practice swing. It's their shot. When it's my shot, my shot clock's on. I take 11 and a half seconds for my pre-shot routine. That's it. It's gone.
And how many times, Freeza, do you go out in a practice round and you're just walking and buzzing and you shoot a great score and you're at the end, geez, I played really, really well at the end. And the next day you're in the tournament, you feel like you're hitting it as good, but the pace of play is slowed, this and that, it takes too long. You don't find the rhythm, you know. And practice wings, do you even need one on the tee sometimes, you know, because the tee shot's always the same.
We have joked around here at Glen Oak, it would be kind of a neat little deal. We talked about how could we do it. So for every minute you finish under 4 hours, maybe you get a dollar off your green fee. Imagine how fast everybody would play. Hey, I played in 3.5 hours. Do I get $30 off? I bet you everybody would play faster, and I bet you their scores would be commensurate or maybe even better.
I bet there'd be fights between groups, though.
Exactly.
Get your butt moving. You're costing
me
money.
That group told me up. That's right. Oh.
So we're going to try it.
We might need to bring in some security for that one.
I want to put the dashboard cams in on the cards for that.
No doubt. 7:18 is the time here on Tee to Green. We are live at Glen Oak Golf Course here in Amherst. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Metis, the director of golf here at Glen Oak, Jeff Metis, and also the owner, Tim Freeze, PGA Pro as well here. As we talk about some things to improve pace of play, should we make that our official tip of the week, or did you have a
no? That's
one?
Good. Yeah, I was going to talk about lag putting.
Yeah, here's a tip of the week to pace of play. Move. Yeah.
That's right. Tip of the week brought to you by the West New York PGA. The Western PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
If you want a tip on lag putting, go to BuffaloSportsPage.com in the TD Green golf section and watch Jeff's. I use that tip, and my lag putting has become so much better.
Let's do a double tip. Let's talk about lag putting.
You know, a lot of people going from course to course, it's often difficult to control your speed. Or people say, I couldn't get adjusted to the greens. They were so slow. I find that kind of be bunk. But if you're getting ready for a round, we often talk about how do you get the speed ingrained into your body so you're out there comfortable on the first green. If you got a left to right or downhill, you're focused in on the speed. One of the drills we use a lot is you get 20, 30 feet from the collar, and you try to putt your golf balls to the collar and get them as close to the collar as you can without letting them touch the collar. So what happens is you're not engaged in the line or anything else. All you're engaged in while you're hitting those putts is the speed. The other thing I like to tell people is hit 10-footers uphill and downhill before a round, and some left to righters, uphill and downhill and stuff like that. Hit a few putts from different angles. You see a lot of people get up and hit 3-footers and straight 10-footers, and that's all they practice before their round. Hit some lag putts. Hit some putts to the collar without touching the collar. Hit some downhillers. Hit some uphillers. And then as part of my routine, I like to finish with three or four 3-footers and watch them go in. I don't know what you do before a tournament, Tim. You play a lot of tournaments, played on a lot of putting surfaces.
Yeah, I do the same thing you do. Putt to the collar is awesome. That's the first thing I do, start in the middle of the green. Another one I do is the ladder drill. I grab about 5 balls, throw them on the putting green. I'll hit the first one, let's say 10 feet. The next one has to finish past that ball. The next one has to finish just past that ball, and I'll do that drill. I'll do it the opposite, too. Hit the 20-footer, 30-footer. One's got to finish just in front of that ball, just in front. And it gets you a real good feel of pace. Mm-hmm. It's got nothing to do with direction.
Right.
Everybody's pretty good at aiming for the most part. They're really bad at their feel and direction and their distance control. So I try to practice. Every green is a little different. South-facing greens are a little different than north-facing greens, the way the greens dry during the day, if you play later in the day.
Yeah. This club has Penn Cross. This one has Penn Links. This one. So all the different putting surfaces also.
That's lag. Putting.
What causes the most 3-putts? It's speed, right? It's never line. You never see people 3-putt because of the line.
Yeah.
Yeah. And 4-putt. Yeah. Missing the third putt.
It's a putter. It's a bad putter.
You're right, Jeff.
I make,
yeah. But that's it. 3-putting is caused. Their direction might be awesome, but they've just done it light speed over the hole, or they're just short. So you have to get your pace down. And that's any putting lesson really begins with how good is your distance.
What do you have to do to make a putt? You have to get the line right, you have to get the read right, and you have to get the speed right. You get those three things, you're going to make a putt most of the time.
No. Jeff, you're a good putter. You got a good stroke.
Thank you.
Well, no, you've always been a good putter. You're actually a good inside 10-foot putter, but you've always been, when I play with you, you've got a 50-footer. You're lagging them right in there to a makeable putt, and let's say it's inside 5 feet. So your pace is always really good with whatever golf course we go to play.
But I've always liked putting. I've always thought it was a really cool part of the game, so I've always been engaged in it. And I spend a lot of time in the winter working on my fundamentals and stuff like
that. Some people dread it, like that's or the short game aspect of it. Some people say, like, you know, that's a spot they don't like to practice, or that maybe that they find that that's not the strength of their game, and that they have I know you always have such a positive attitude about it. You're thinking this is a chance for me to improve my score.
Yeah, this is a chance for me to hit a really cool putt that goes in.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I think. If I get something nobody thinks I can make, I want to make it. Because then it's cool to watch those golf balls go in. And I do think a lot of it's attitude, and I think a lot of it's speed and confidence. I have I'm a confident putter, and that's been ingrained in me throughout my life, and that helps for sure.
When's the last time you fist pumped a drive?
Yeah. Oh, if I hit a fairway sometimes.
I'm talking about anybody.
Oh, you're right.
Right? I mean, you fist pump putts made. You don't fist pump a fairway hit. Yeah!
I don't give a lot of fist pumps. No.
Well, you need to work those into your
repertoire.
He
does more of those Phil Mickelson dance moves.
Yeah.
Jeff does.
Yeah. It's more of a tip of the cap. Yeah.
You know, if you're a good
for the
lag
large
putter,
galleries that follow you
yes,
around.
Yes.
That's right. That's
and
right.
To kind of keep going on Jeff here, he's a good chipper as well. I always thought that Jeff, when he chips, it's almost like a long lag putt. So if you consider you're chipping the same way, I'll do that when I warm up too. How can I get a ball just up to the hole? It's just inching around. You'll see it on the PGA Tour, LPGA Tour. They're really good chippers too. That's what produces score.
Right.
I'll throw in 2 cents on my own game this year is that I have taken less loft around the green and honestly, partially just listening to you guys about get it on the green as soon as you can. And I have gotten up and down more this summer playing than any other year that I've been golfing. And part of it was I used to use the 60 degree wedge all the time just because I liked it. And I thought I was doing okay, and now I've taken less loft, and it seems as though that my scores are better because of it. I feel like I've gotten up and down much more by getting it on the green and using the green a little more. It's really helped.
It's a simpler shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why make it more difficult than you need to? Yeah. Why complicate a simple shot? If you've got 40 yards of green in front of you and 3 feet of rough, why are you lobbing it all the way back to the pin? Yeah, get that 9-iron in your hand and just chip it up there like a putt.
You've been blading 5-irons all summer. So
that's right. Absolutely.
Well, you don't miss any greens. That's the other thing.
That's also part of my problem. I don't get to hit that shot enough. That's right. Okay, we got to take a break here. Tee to Green is live at Glen Oak Golf Course. Also, if you're watching on Tee to Green on our Facebook page, thanks for watching here. We are here with Tim Freeze, the owner of Glen Oak, along with Jeff Metis, Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. Coming up next, Steve Beatty. Custom turf.
Want to improve your wedge game.
Yes.
Get a green.
Opportunity to get yourself some really, really cool things for your basement, for your yard, the inside of your house. We'll talk about that. Coming up next, Tiger and Phil have officially set their match. We'll get everyone's 2 cents in on that. And a little bit more deeper thoughts on what's going on so far at the Northern Trust, the first round of the FedEx Cup playoffs. All and that coming up. So we roll on from Glen Oak, Tee to Green, live on WGR. Thanks for being with us. Hope you're having a good start to your Saturday morning. Back with more in a moment. It is time for our PGA Tour Champions Tour look, brought to you by Absolute Care. The Boeing Classic this week going on out on the Pacific Coast.
That tournament's really taken off over the years. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Three-way tie for the lead after round one. Scott Parrell, Tom Pernice Jr., and Ken Jones are your leaders. Scott McCarron, Steve Pate are one shot back. Miguel Angel Jimenez, two shots back. Others participating, Bernhard Langer, he's tied for 11th, he's at -4. And Buffalo's Dudley Hart, -2. Rochester's Jeff Sluman is +3. Hart is tied for 26th, Sluman tied for 68th, as they're through round one of three.
Still encouraged. Dudley's going to do well out there. I really think he will. Yeah.
You think about it, that's a pretty good crop from this area, the three that I'm thinking of in that age category, Sluman, Sindelar, and Hart.
Yep.
Right?
Is Brian Cam still out there? No. Maybe he's done. He's a Rochester guy, too.
Yeah, Bozzelli's a Rochester guy who's on PGA Tour right now.
Younger guy. Yeah.
That's right.
I had a member when I was at Brick Lee. He won a playoff versus Brian Cam and Jeff Sluman in the club championship once. That's a pretty cool thing to do.
That is pretty cool.
Both made the tour.
Did you see who got to play out in the Pro-Am there? Jason Tardik?
Oh,
got a nice little
boy.
He's rumored to be the next Bachelor, but he played in the Pro-Am out there, and they introduced him as, the most eligible.
Wait, wasn't Bachelor. He was on the other end of the Bachelor. That's right.
Yes, the Bachelorette.
Yes.
You still didn't watch the final episode yet. I know you've been taking DVR.
I DVR'd it. Yeah, geez, I can't wait. Yeah.
That's right. Well, we won't spoil it.
We're waiting to watch that together, right? That's
best
right.
way to find love, I can imagine. Yes.
Absolutely. All right, let's transition here to our guest, Tee to Green, live here from Glen Oak Golf Course, presented by the West New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, and our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood. One of those presenting sponsors, Custom Turf. We have the owner of Custom Turf on the line, Steve Beatty.
I can guarantee Steve Beatty did not watch The Bachelor.
Pretty sure he
Steve, good morning. Did you watch the final episode of The Bachelor? Ed, I believe it is.
Good morning, guys. No, I did not.
You were right, Kevin. You were right.
Either.
Well, you missed out, apparently, according to Jeff.
No, you didn't.
No? But my heart breaks every time.
We're doing wonderful. Thanks for coming on. You know what? When we had the PGA Junior League event here last week, everybody, it was the day after all that rain.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was using the custom turf little strip you guys have set up here at Glen Oak on the range.
Yeah, and the other night, right. I just how sometimes you're at home and you think of things about your golf swing and all of a sudden you start making swings? You know what's cool? I just go down to my basement and start swatting shots. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I chip and putt every day in my basement.
Yeah, why not?
Awesome.
If you can.
It's exactly what I say. Why not?
And
it's your turn. Soon,
exciting news. Steve's coming Tuesday to do mine.
Awesome.
I am super pumped.
What are you going with?
You're getting yours in the backyard.
I'm doing mine
right?
in my backyard. I'm excited. I got right next to the patio. I feel like I've already got visions of the the solar lighting I'm going to put out there. And
I already got visions of Jack making the tour.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
I think this will call for a green warming party. Yeah. You know, like housewarming parties? I think a green warming party. Right. But, Steve, so you know, Jeff and I have greens, and Jeff has a little more technical stuff in his basement. I have the putting green in my basement. Brian's is in the backyard. What's the difference in putting one in the backyard as opposed to in the house for somebody who's saying, wow, okay, I want to do this. These guys talk about how great it is. What are considerations a homeowner has to make, whether they want to go indoors or outdoors?
The outdoor takes a little more earth moving, I guess, to construct the base and make sure the drainage is properly flowing, keep the water away from the area. The indoor is putting greens are on a panel system. We build everything at our shop in Salamanca in advance, come out, measure for the area. We pre-build it at our shop, and then we come to your home or business, and we put it all together.
I'm glad he said business.
A little faster process for the indoor because we do a lot, like I say, a majority of the work in-house at our shop before we come out, where outdoors is a little lengthier time-wise as far as the install because it's a little more labor-intense and equipment-intense versus the indoor.
All right. See, that means, Brian, get your guest room ready.
That's right.
Right, for the labor-intensive part.
That's right.
I thought one of the cool things, like you said business, and what a cool thing to have in a break area for, you know, employees just go and chill out for a little bit, lunchtime, what have you. But also indoor, I was – like when he said, "Hey, we'll put some, you know, cups in." I'm like, "How are you going to put cups in without?" Now you can elevate
That's
the turf, right?
Yep.
You can elevate it, you drilled right into my concrete.
Yes. In your case, we went right into the existing basement floor. If somebody doesn't want it drilled into their floor, like I say, we have a panel system that lifts everything up 2 inches, so the ball can actually fall into the cup, and we can contour that the same as outdoor or your green out at number 9.
That's what I have. Yeah, and it works great. Yeah, I didn't want to drill into my basement floor for some reason, but yeah.
But you have the. But
I was like, go for it.
But yeah. Jeff has. Well, what's nice? Jeff has higher. Some people have higher basement ceilings than others, so which obviously allows you to swing too as well. But what Steve set up for you, with your hitting area and your putting and chipping area, it's really nice.
Yeah. I'm spoiled. I'm not gonna lie. It's pretty sweet. Yeah, talk about the guy who has everything. Yeah.
No, Steve, I know that, you know, Kevin brought up a great point about, you know, businesses, you sometimes see them, they might have a ping pong table or some sort of other
passe,
recreation place that you have workers kind of congregate. This would look, I'm sure this would be great in an office, especially if people are there, love golf, for an area to have that bonding among coworkers. I know that it can be in a lot of different variety of things that you've done inside at businesses or at other places inside. So maybe just talk about some of the other options that people might have in terms of custom turf with indoor ideas.
Again, we do the putting greens are big. We also have, again, with that height, you need the higher ceiling if you want to be able to swing away so that you could have the EZT mat, which allows you to put a tee right in it and hit off it, or you can hit an iron off it as well.
Here at
but again, you got to have that higher ceiling unless you have some shorter clubs or shorter arms.
You know what I like is I have it in my mudroom for my dog. So my dog comes in, and that, you know, I got a big old dog. Yeah,
that is, you know, that is actually a decent point. And I know if you have pets, and wintertime, right? You can put this mat
anytime for my dog.
Well, anytime for your dog, but that's also another thing you can do too, right? Where I say do too.
Kevin, that was bad.
I didn't mean to pun that, but pun intended. But it can help out your pets in the wintertime and help you out in the springtime without having to pick everything up.
Right,
Steve.
We've got pet systems that we've got stainless steel trays that you could put right in your garage with a turf on top of that tray so your dog can go out there and relieve him or herself without having to go out and get her feet cold or muddy, more so than anything muddy.
I'm not buying that. My dog's a little big for that.
Awesome. Steve Beatty from Custom Turf joining us here on Tee to Green as we broadcast live at Glen Oak here in Amherst. Steve, maybe I know it's August or the end of August, but I know that people might be at some point having to think about getting holiday gifts. And I know that it's not too early to start thinking about that, especially if they want to do something with custom turf. What's, in, I guess, the process? And is it still okay at this point to think about maybe a holiday gift for people if they do want to get something like this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Either myself or Tony would come out and visit the property and see what the customer had as far as space and what their thoughts were, what they might have been dreaming over the years, what they wanted. And we generally will put together a rendering that would say, okay, here's your man cave area, and this is what we could make it look like. And then, again, if they were to move forward, again, on the indoor, we would build the majority of the project at our office. And on December 21st, we would schedule a date or whatever that date was, and we would show up and install, and Santa could take right off. Nobody even know it.
Beautiful.
It's serious, though. Plan ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, to get the plans right, you know, there does need to be planning ahead. So if you're doing it for the holidays, definitely something to do. And I'm telling you, in the wintertime.
Do that and put a simulator in.
Oh. Well, yeah. Again, you need a big basement like you have. You got to move that little cage you have down there too.
And those are some of the nicest setups when you do this custom turf. I mean, our outdoor turf here is awesome. Put tees in it. You can just hit any shot, and there's no concrete. It's great on your joints. And when you do that inside and throw a simulator on there, and there's so many ways you can do that, you just have a nice setup in your home. That's cool.
Absolutely. CustomTurf.com is the website. You can check out all the great items and pictures and other sort of yards and basements and things like that that Steve and his company have done. And as we always like to do all the time, it is a Western New York company based in Salamanca.
Everything's made in the United States also.
Everything's made in the United States. So you're supporting a Western New York company as well if you go to CustomTurf.com. Steve, thanks so much for coming on. We always enjoy having you on the show. And thanks again for your support of our radio show this year. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it, guys. You guys have a good day. We got to get together for a round of golf before the snow flies, too.
Yes. I was just going to say the same thing, Steve.
Absolutely.
So we'll make that happen.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. You guys have a great day.
You
too. You too, buddy.
All right.
One of the good guys around, too.
Yeah. Steve's awesome, isn't he?
Yeah. His brother was a PGA professional.
Yeah, Jack.
Yeah. Also, as we mentioned, custom.
He hits a nice draw, by the way, Steve Beatty, too.
That's right. Custom Turf, one of our presenting sponsors, as is our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood. And I want to just pass along something from Tantera, from PGA Pro Don Schneider and Membership Director Don Schneider. He says that anybody listening to the Tee to Green show this morning, he's got a Tantera fall membership promotion.
Really?
So he says if you contact him, tell him that you heard this promotion here on Tee to Green. He's got a special deal for you. You can contact Don Schneider at 694-0366, extension 105, or dschneider at tanteragc.com. Tee to Green fall membership special from Tantera.
Hey, didn't we have a guy listen mowing fairways this morning? Right?
Yeah. Let me get the name here.
Yeah,
we got it. I was just going through some of the replies on our Twitter handle here.
Because I'll be mowing fairways this week
break.
Myself, yes.
I want to get the name right here since
I might come over and help you, Jeff.
So
I like cutting grass.
Willing to do it. Nick Patterson. Nick, if you're still listening, hello. Thanks for listening. He says, here's his tweet. He says, cutting greens and listening to Tee to Green on this beautiful morning at Hickory Stick. So he's there cutting greens this morning. So, Nick, thanks for listening.
It is a beautiful morning again. Yeah, it's just we were talking this morning, the sunsets, and apparently from the forest fires out west, we're getting more particulates in the air, so our sunsets and our sunrises are more beautiful.
Particulates.
That's right.
Yes.
Before we go to break here.
It means tiny little pieces, Kevin.
Officially was announced this week the Tiger versus Phil matchup for Thanksgiving weekend in Las Vegas for $9 million. The PGA Tour didn't like the $10 million. Because that's what their FedEx Cup prize is. They didn't want to look upstaged in any way, so they made it $9 million. It's Woods versus Mickelson, and a lot of the talk about it this week was the fact that it's going to likely be tied to pay-per-view
it's
and
pay-per-view,
whether or not
yeah.
people are going to pay to watch this. Do you think pay-per-view is a good idea? Kev, start with you here.
Well, people are going to pay to watch it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I want to go.
The price might matter.
I want to go to it in person. My birthday's right around then. I appreciate that gift, guys.
A Vegas birthday trip to watch this?
I think it's going to be great. You know, they'll be mic'd up. They're already doing a little trash talking. I thought Phil, it was pretty interesting. Phil tweeted out the poster and said, hey, Tiger, is he using a left-handed driver? Whoever the artist was put a left-handed driver in Tiger's hand.
Tiger's hand. I know.
You know, Phil just got on Twitter because of this. Mm-hmm. So follow Phil Mickelson. There is a real Phil Mickelson on Twitter. I think it's going to be cool. It's going to be, but it is going to be incumbent upon them to make it cool.
Well, if it's a blowout, it would be.
That's
not
correct.
So much fun.
Yes. They're going to have to do something. Production value wise, I'm not sure who's producing it. Maybe the tour will produce it. Maybe it'll be CBS or NBC. But they've got to put some production elements into it because
Turner Sports is doing it.
Turner Sports, because you only have two guys, right? Yeah. I mean, you got two mega stars here, but you're right. What if it's a blowout?
A lot of dead time between shots.
Yeah, they're going to have to talk to who's ever on course reporting for it while it's going on.
I'm sure they'll have some celebrities on site to talk.
Yes, there's going to have to be.
It's in Vegas. They'll make it work.
But
like that.
You know, yeah. I understand the pay-per-view part of it because so it's a $9 million purse. That's more than most PGA Tour events. Matter of fact, it's more than any total purse. Yeah. Although I want to say U.S. Open might have been $10 million. PGA Championship was up there too.
Yeah.
Overall purse, but then you know to produce it, it costs a lot of money to produce these things. So. They've got to generate.
But you don't think
somehow.
The TV contract? You don't think one of the major networks would have signed up for that and helped to defer the costs? And
yeah, no. Because I'll tell you why. Because you know the buys have mostly been done.
Oh, okay.
Right. You know, and they're spending their money on football.
Gotcha.
And
well,
it's a big college football day.
If it's a Saturday,
it's a Friday. It's the 23rd.
It's a Friday night. Okay.
Friday the 23rd. It's gonna be Friday night. Buys are in. People have spent their money.
Okay. So yeah, it's a seasonal. Like they've already committed. So if you're a big say your Pepsi, you've already done your buys for the fall or whatever.
They might have what they call, maybe some incremental dollars to throw at. I'm sure there'll be some sort of sponsorships on there.
Yeah.
But, I think to.
Maybe we should sponsor that. Get the Tee to Green out there.
It's out there. Tee to Green is out there.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
By the way, for those of you on Twitter, no, we are not putting on a challenge, but man, the logo for a challenge looks pretty darn close to ours.
That's right. Okay, time out here. When we come back, we'll talk about the FedEx Cup playoffs. We'll get our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard as we step aside from Glen Oak on WGR as well as on our Tee to Green Facebook page. With Glen Oak owner Tim Freeze, PGA Pro and Director of Golf here at Glen Oak, Jeff Mitas, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel, Derek Kramer producing back in our Amherst studios. Thanks for being with us. More Tee to Green coming up live from Glen Oak. /7:51 Welcome back. Tee to Green live at Glen Oak here in Amherst. Thanks for being with us. It is time for our PGA Tour leaderboard brought to you by Encore Golf and by Donald Ross. We were at Donald Ross last week. Had a great show. A lot of good feedback. Hopefully we can do that again sometime soon. This week it's leg one of four of the FedEx Cup playoffs. They are at Ridgewood Country Club for the Northern Trust Open. And two-time major winner this year, Brooks Koepka, is in the lead right now after a great round yesterday. Koepka and Jamie Lovemark are your leaders at minus 10. Adam Scott, who threatened at the PGA Championship, is one back. He shot a 64 yesterday. He's at minus 9. Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau are at minus 8. Some other notable scores. Tommy Fleetwood had another good round yesterday. He's at minus 7. Mickelson yesterday, for a while, was in the lead. He is at minus 6. Justin Thomas also at minus 6. As we go down through the leaderboard, some more notables. Jordan Spieth is minus 2, and we mentioned it just a little bit earlier. Tiger Woods makes the cut on the number. He's even. He is tied for 67th. He and Ian Poulter actually just teed off. They had a 7:50 a.m. tee time in New Jersey, and they are on the course, Woods and Poulter. Interesting pairing here early on. I'm sure for the early morning crowd there, that's the group to follow.
I wonder if they're going to talk about Jets. Did you ever hear that story? It was, I think it was in Hank Haney's book. No, it was in that book.
Poulter and Woods?
Katayan put out there, the Tiger book, earlier this year. Well, Tiger was – Poulter said something to him about a jet. That's like one of, Tiger was the first one to have his own jet or whatever. And like, how's that jet? You got some room on it tonight, whatever? And he's like, yeah, we got room. He's like, I'll probably catch a ride with you. And Tiger said, yeah, sure. Poulter showed up and got on the plane. And I guess Tiger was like, what's he doing? Like, and like, let him ride, but it was kind of like, Look at the stones on this guy. Like, what are you doing riding on the plane with me? So that could be interesting.
Poulter sent out a tweet last night. He's very active on Twitter. If you don't follow Ian Poulter on Twitter and you're a golfer, you should definitely do so. He's got a lot of, let's just say, he's active. Said, see, I'm paired with Tiger tomorrow. Looking forward to it. He goes, better get to sleep earlier tonight. So I don't know what that means. Is there any sort of
shot? Did he see him out last night or the night before late night?
Or maybe he's just saying it's a more of a grind of a round.
Earlier tee time. I'll tell you one thing I saw Ian Poulter do pretty cool in the parking lot at Sawgrass. He was walking out. This was 2 years ago when he finished second. And for some reason, he drives a couple Ferraris, right? So he's got this great Ferrari there, but he's taking it on. He said, hey, come here. Here, take this. It won't fit. He gave him a driver.
Wow.
Gave him a driver. Awesome. I was like, wow, that was pretty cool. All right, anyway.
Possible Ryder Cup? Yep. Poulter's been rumored.
Poulter's on the outside right now.
Right.
Which is, he's got to play well. I got to think he's definitely getting selected, though. He is.
If he's
money,
not on the team.
Right? Yeah. He is money.
Sergio's the one that, you know.
That's iffy.
I don't know. He's playing bad.
Is Mickelson and Garcia similar? They've had very poor second halves of the year. Garcia, though, has had a better Ryder Cup history than Mickelson, just individually. Yes.
Garcia's playing terrible. He didn't make the top 150 on the tour.
No.
He played awful this
year. He hasn't had a good day.
Is he going to get picked?
His putting's been terrible.
Poulter's definitely getting picked.
I think Poulter's getting picked.
Yeah.
Sergio sat out before and was assistant captain. I could see him not making the team, but being there. Phil will be there. Tiger will be there. They will.
Yeah. No, I agree with you on Tiger. And
Phil will be there.
Well, Phil was leading this tournament this week, at least. Yeah, you know, at some point. He still shows signs. Yeah. Sergio's shown nothing this year. Nothing.
And there's other good European players right now that are playing well. Like, Olesen's playing good golf as of late. He's on the fringe. Casey
was playing well.
He was playing well. He's hot and cold. We don't know about him.
He had an injury, so.
Sergio did have a baby, and I know he took some time off.
Cabrera Bayo is a guy that's on the outside looking in who was really good in the Ryder Cup.
I take Cabrera Bayo.
What about Thomas Peters? He was excellent in the last Ryder Cup. He's on the outside,
too.
They
got some nice players to pick
from. Yes, they're going to have a strong team.
Including the group that's already in, like Rose, Molinari, McIlroy, Stenson.
Fleetwood.
Norin. Yeah, that's the U.S. team looks stacked. I think Europe looks – it's going to be an amazing Ryder Cup from Paris this year. Really looking forward to that. For those of you that just may be watching the golf coverage this weekend, it is leg one of the four. Just a quick explanation. I know every year, just to kind of refresh yourself. So the top 125 in the FedEx Cup are playing this week. After this week, once the points are awarded, it'll go to 100. And then next week they go to TPC Boston for the second leg. From there, it'll be the top 100 playing, and then after that event, points will be awarded, and it goes to the top 70, then to the BMW Championship. 70 will compete. From there, they've got to go down to 30 for the Tour Championship in Atlanta for the final week, and that's the week, of course, they give away the $10 million prize. Kevin, you'll be at TPC Boston next week. We'll have you on the phone. You'll be there for PGA Tour.
Third year in a row I'll be working that event.
It's a fun tournament. The low scores are usually in the minus 20s for the winner.
I love that golf course.
Is it the final par 5?
Par 5,
The water and hazard in the front. There.
Yeah, guys can reach it in two. They've got to maneuver a fairway bunker on the right side. It all slopes towards that bunker. But if they reach level that bunker, it's 5-iron into the green for these guys. It's amazing. It's great. Great golf course. Enjoy the tournament. Love the lobster rolls up there. Want to mention Michelob Ultra Challenge. Yes, Brian and I, we have picked our competitor, Chris, on Twitter. He had a compelling tweet and didn't want me to mention his last name, so I won't. He and his guest will compete against Brian and I at a date to be determined. It'll be all over social media when we do it.
Oh, yeah.
But it's courtesy of Michelob Ultra. Third year in a row we're doing this Michelob Ultra.
Is it pay-per-view?
You know what? That's a great idea, pay-per-view. Oh,
yeah. Facebook Live, pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Brian and I are looking to actually win this year with it. That's part of the reason why we chose Chris. just thought I'd talk some trash. But they're gonna win a great prize.
They're winners already, Kevin.
They are winners already by just being selected
from
Michelob Ultra. So that'll be fun. We thank Michelob Ultra for their support of TD Green again this year. For putting on this challenge, too, and we encourage you to enjoy Michelob Ultra responsibly.
That's right. That's right. Tim, thanks for having us here.
Great to have you here for another bonus day.
I'll be here Tuesday morning. Jeff said 4:30 in the morning.
Well, yeah,
3:30.
That's
like that. What's that commercial?
I'm giving you
with
keys.
Rose at the end. I'm at the range at 4 a.m. Porschel's yeah. like 3 a.m.
Well, I'm going to see you guys Monday evening, so we'll carb load then.
Got it.
Maybe Mick Ultra will carb load.
That's right.
Not
it's low
carbs.
Yeah, it's low carb, so
low carb.
That's the whole idea.
We'll do it responsibly.
What is the best pre-night meal before playing 100 holes of golf, Tim?
It's not cares? Mexican.
No. Not the loaded nachos we had 2 weeks ago, Jeff?
Don't bring that up, please.
That's right.
Just have a Guinness and, yeah. Think about your
life, Mick Ultra and get to bed early.
Yes,
yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
This is our meeting Monday. Let's
something light, Brian.
Let's just remember that.
Some light chicken wings.
Remind me when I'm ordering like a double order of wings. But like, Brian, yeah. You play 100 holes the next day. Remind me of that.
You're going to be on a cart, Brian. You'll be fine.
Oh, fine.
I'm thinking cheese. All right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking cheese.
Cheese goes good on everything.
Cheese
yeah.
platter?
Mm. Yeah.
All right.
Tim, thank you. It's been fun having our rotations of
absolutely.
Shows here this
you're,
year.
You know, this is great having you guys out here, and this first year for Glen Oak for Jeff and I, this has been a lot of fun. Thank yeah. you.
And the feedback that I've heard about what you and Jeff and your staff is doing has been nothing but tremendous. So keep it up.
You got lots of work ahead of us. Be a great off season for Jeff and I, and lots of planning. And thanks for everybody that's been coming to Glen Oak.
Great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. First year, you know, you get what about rookie quarterbacks? You always get better in this. You know, the biggest improvement in the NFL is first year to second year. That's what we're hoping for.
That's right. That's right. Kev, see you Monday night for our Tee to Green meeting here.
That'd be great. Yes.
Yeah, one more week.
Yes.
Hey,
well, I think we'll be doing some more on Facebook here
true.
In the fall.
That's
We've
right.
got a lot going on in the fall, so
Tee
to Green's not going away.
Hey, before we go, I know that he's probably not going to like me for doing this, but a big, big shout-out and a hand clap for Derek Kramer, our producer back in our Amherst studios. Next week's our final show. We're going to be back in our Amherst studios. Derek, this doesn't mean you can take next week off. But
means you have to shower next week because
right,
you see people.
Because we're going to be coming in. But listen, we have been on the road virtually every week since March doing the show, and we have been beautifully taken care of, and from the producer side of things, from Derek back in our studio.
The word I like is professional. He's yes. been a tremendous professional.
Yeah. Meaning,
Derek,
he's
thank
there.
You very much.
Yeah.
That's right.
We've been doing
job.
This a long time, and it's been the best it's ever been.
Yeah. Nice job, Derek.
So, Derek, thank you very much.
There's no gifts, Derek. That's it. Yeah. We just wanted to say nice job.
Hey, I brought him Timbits last week, just for the record.
Oh.
Just to
could have brought some today. That would have been nice.
That's right. That's right. So, Derek, thank you. And thank you for listening or watching us on our Tee to Green Facebook page. We thank everybody here at Glen Oak for having us. Next week, our final show of the season. Yes, it's gotten here fast. We'll be in studios. Jeff and I will be. Kevin will be in TPC Boston. We'll have his reports as we'll put a wrap on the Tee to Green season for another year. For Tim Fries, Jeff Midas, Kevin Sylvester, Derek Kramer back in our Amherst studios. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. Tee to Green presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, and our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tanterra, and Briarwood. We'll talk to you next week at 7 o'clock right here on Tee to Green.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.